Grace, mercy, and peace are yours through Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives, who reigns forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. The word of God that we consider comes from the gospel reading from Luke chapter 24. But I'd like to start today by just saying thank you. That's all I'm going to say. Amen. In the past year, many things have come and gone, many opportunities to do ministry have been knocking at our door. And there's been some really fun times, right? Nothing was better than the other day when longtime member George Ahrens, I don't know if George is here today, there you are, walked into my office and handed me the menu from Frank's Alibi Restaurant and Lounge. See, I can tell this story now, but that's where the staff used to go after staff meetings on Tuesday nights. I'm a Scotch lover, though I don't drink much of it. I wish I could go there today. Of course, it's now an Indian buffet, so I'm sure they don't have Scotch, but I could have gotten a Johnny Walker Black Scotch for 90 cents. Unless they had entertainment, then it would have been a dollar. So many memories, right, for all of us. The stole that I wear during this Easter season was created by my dear friend Stan Kramer. Walking through the halls of the school brought back great memories of my time here in the 70s, and my children's time here when they were students here. Seeing so many faces really has touched my life. And thinking of the many faces that in the 70s that sat in these pews that are no longer with us, they touched my life too. So thank you for that. There is a probably little-known composer of music among you who wrote this song a few years ago. And the verses go this way. We've learned and played within your walls. We've heard about God's love. Our memories are dear to us. We're blessed from God above. And through God's will, we're standing still. Our mission is quite clear: to spread God's word throughout our world, our task from year to year. Verse 3, our God will guide. He's by our side. We are a caring place. He sends us strength to do his will and fills us with his grace. After each verse, we would sing, so we will always celebrate God's gifts of Trinity. It's in our heart. We're all a part of its great history. Diane, us thank you for penning that song. It's sung to the tune of Auld Lang Syne. How appropriate it is for us to think about those words this day as we see these two followers of Jesus walking down the road towards the city of Emmaus on the day when Jesus had been raised from the dead. And how incredible that along their journey from to that city, they engage with a man on the road. And they begin to speak with him and have this conversation, but they didn't recognize him. How incredible, you would say, how could that be? How could that be? But sometimes that is a commentary on the life of the church. We talk about Jesus, we sing about Jesus, we say that's our mission and ministry, and yet the curtain is down and we don't really meet him eyeball to eyeball and listen to what he has to say. Thankfully, God has given us a way to move from that time when we don't quite recognize him in our daily journey of life to a curtain rising from our eyes as we gather together as the people of God in worship and celebrating at his table. For it is in the scriptures, it is in the singing of God's praises, it is at the eating and the drinking of the precious gift of the body and blood that the curtain is raised on our life and we're challenged to make a difference in a world where God has placed us. And that's what's ahead for Trinity. Its past is golden, right? Diane got it in the verse of that song. But its future is also golden. For when those disciples sat at table and they begged Jesus to stay with them, right? Not go on any further. And when there was the breaking of the bread, their eyes were open, the curtain went up, and they became spokespeople for Jesus to the end of their lives. And in a sense, that's what is ahead for Trinity. Folks, the curtain is rising on a new chapter in the life, in the mission, and the ministry of this congregation. Oh, yes, it's nice to look back. I love doing it for a whole year. But what's far more significant and far more important is as we engage with Jesus to look forward. Isn't that what it's about? We give thanks for the past, but we forge the future. That's what God has gifted us with his Holy Spirit in our own personal lives, so that we, through the amazing gifts and graces that are here in the people of God, that we can engage the world with the gospel of hope. And if some of you remember a year ago, I said, we've got a mission here. And the mission is this, and I've said it almost every time I preached, that all may know the love of Jesus. That mission doesn't stop. That mission goes forward. That's the purpose of the church. That's what these disciples did once the curtain was raised from their eyes and they saw Jesus in the body and the blood that they shared. So now the curtain rises on a new chapter. A new shepherd comes to town. A shepherd that has his own individual gifts and graces. A shepherd that has been called not simply by the congregation, but by God to be the pastor of this congregation. And you know what? He can't do it alone. Every one of you are critical in continuing to share the vision and the mission of this congregation to this community and way beyond. We have been given here at Trinity an incredible opportunity to touch the lives of people. Hopefully, we simply don't take for granted the gifts that we have in a school staff that is totally committed to the children and their families. Be it from the early childhood years under the leadership of gifted teachers and Carolyn Gallegos. To the K through 8 part of our school, where we welcome all these children in from everywhere, and we put them in the care of a loving and caring staff led by Tammy Mazza. A gift to all of the children and their families. Every teacher in this school. We have been blessed to be a blessing. To continue the mission and ministry which this congregation has had for 167 years. And the future is shaped by our eyes being opened and following the lead of the Spirit of God in the lives of each and every one of us. What enables you to be those missionaries for Christ in the world is the fact that God has placed before us His Word and His sacraments. You are gifted here that every week you have multiple opportunities to study His Word together, to grow together. How great it's been to walk through the Bible with so many people, and more of you need to be there. How blessed we have been to have our deacons play a significant role in the mission and ministry as they visit shut-ins, as they go to hospitals, as they teach classes, as they touch the lives of people at critical points in their life, as an outgrowth of the pastoral office. Don't take them for granted. They are gifts. From the youngest children on the cradle roll to the oldest member in the congregation. It's their mission. It's our ministry. Why? I thought the kids said it so beautifully. Because Jesus loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. And as this new chapter begins, every one of you is critical in making the chapter open up and touch the lives of many more people. It's not the staff's job. It's not the teacher's job. It's not the deacon's job. It's our job. Why? Because you've been blessed. For what reason? To be a blessing. You have been gifted with individual graces and mercies of God to touch the lives of His people. And so, as you begin this new chapter, get it in your minds, get it in your hearts, get it in your action. The Pastor Hopkins is your shepherd. He needs every one of you. He needs every one of us pulling together for that purpose, that God would be glorified, Christ would be served, and we would receive again the grace and mercy which only God supplies for us. And so, my friends in Christ, let nothing keep you from seeing Jesus. Let nothing keep you from being living members of His holy church. Let nothing allow you to separate from one another each and every day, because we have something in common. We have been recipients of the grace and the mercy of God, individually and corporately, as the Church of Jesus Christ. And so, let's always celebrate God's gift of Trinity in our hearts, of which we are all a part, of its great history, and let's make the future even greater. The Spirit of God will lead you. Follow where He leads the way. Amen. May the peace of God, then, which passes our human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in faith unto Christ. Amen.